Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. Hi everybody, welcome back. And I know it's been a while since I've been here. Everybody has heard of Lil Chip because he's been really busy in the studio. His own works of art, but I'm so excited to have you here with us. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good. It's really good to be here.
And good it
Excited.
is. It's such an honor for you to be here. I love your work on Rap Hat. I love your writing. It's fantastic. And your style of writing is it's very unique and I love it. So props to you.
Thank you. I mean, I know I still have a lot of work to do on, but getting there.
Oh yes, definitely. But as far as you like starting out so far, and you nearing to your 1 year anniversary, it's like you're doing fantastic already.
Yeah, it's only been a year, and wow, I just, it's amazing. I don't really know how to explain, but I love it.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. And there is something also special that you've been doing. You started a couple months ago. You actually have a show yourself. You actually have a podcast yourself, and actually I was on a month I was on months ago, and that was super fun. That was so fun. And you started one yourself, and actually you did an interview with Psycho Puppet. Congrats on getting Psycho Puppet. He's such a dope artist. I've had him twice and he's a fantastic every time.
Oh yes, he's certainly a personality, and I really enjoyed him being there, and I wouldn't mind him coming back.
Me too. I wouldn't mind coming back a third time. But I'm curious to know, because to be honest, you're a small artist on Rap Hat and you just blunked out just wanting interviews. Like, what sparked that? What got that going?
Well, I mean, when you really think about it, right? You don't really want to stay in just writing and recording, so I decided to branch out a little bit and I got inspiration from you actually, so thank you for that. And I decided I would start a podcast.
Aww, my God, you can stop. You're blessed. You're making me blush. Wow, I cannot believe you got inspiration from me. Wow. I would have thought, like, Sly, who has a podcast, or I thought it was going to be, like, grown in Ely ways, but I didn't think it was going to be me. Well, I'm sorry, it's just that's a little bit beautiful just here. And your show's doing great. How's the show going so far?
It's going pretty well. I'm pretty satisfied with how it's going. I do have plans to make it better and like a better quality because I know I can do better.
Oh yes, absolutely, absolutely. I'm so proud. Like, the show's been doing great. You've got all these people replying to you, and they will not reply to me. So, but I'm not jealous or anything.
I'm just super happy for you. And the show's doing fantastic. And hopefully there'll be more to come. I want to see more interviews coming out of that. I definitely want to see more.
Oh yeah, I believe a lot of artists on Rapa, they do have a lot of potential and they are talented, but they just aren't represented.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's also the reason why, like, I started to have to reach out to them, because they do have potential and they just need the outreach. So, you know, just getting to interview like this is a giant outreach for them.
And then you have it where some of them, they are shy. So that's another thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You do have people that are shy. And then you get some that are underrated and they really do need, you know, exposure. And, you know, they don't get a lot of exposure, you know. So thank God that we are, you know, in this and we're spreading, you know, helping them spread, you know.
Yeah.
But again, congrats on your show. So incredible. And also props. And first of all, thank you for the shout out. I didn't even know about the song. I think he messaged me this last month, actually, and you told me that I was number one. I didn't know. I wasn't on Rapid. I was at work all day, and you just... I was like, what is that? And he was like, another win for you. And I'm like, that can't be right. Let me see. And that actually happened. So, like, thank you for that. I had no idea that I was number one on, you know, in the whole world. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I was really excited for you. Because ever since I came on Rapa, that was the first time I would have seen you on the LE Top Raps so far.
Aww. Sucks, guy. But your work is pretty fantastic. I've seen you a couple times on Rapad. And God, your writing style is, you know, very unique. Of course, I love your little chip. Almost like a comeback song with 30 props. I love it. It's fantastic. And
yes, it was a comeback.
I love it. And were you planning on, you know, comeback? Was that planned or was it just a surprise?
Well, I wanted to write it for a while, but I didn't know how exactly I would do it. So I would say it was planned. And I did have doubts about whether I would release it or not, but, you know.
Oh, so you knew that you were going to leave and take a break and have all this.
Yes. And I came back a few times throughout that break just to check what everything was doing, and then I would go away for months again.
That explains why your podcast server kind of went dead.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, you gotta fix that, because it's just sitting there.
Because I think what happens is, you know, when you work months on end, and then, like, suddenly you feel burnt out, so you take that break.
Oh, dude, trust me, it's, all right, more than okay to take breaks.
And this year, though, I plan to work a bit harder than last year, and I do want to release a few more recorded songs and an album eventually, but you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I've never actually seen your recorded stuff, so would this be like your first time recording music? Because I've never actually seen you record music.
It would be my third time, because I have two on Rapad that I can send you a link to. And now I would say I'm not satisfied with them at all. I feel like it was slightly laziness on my part, and more needs to be done.
Oh yeah, definitely. And You know, just curious to know, because I don't want to lose you as a collaborator. If you did record music, would you still want to be a written artist, or would you just go, like, straight into recording?
Well, seeing as that's what I'm kind of doing now, I would keep it balanced. Because recording takes up a lot of time, so it's easier for me to just write. I wouldn't mind, of course, collaborating with other users.
Thank God. I did love collaborating, and hopefully, I'm really hoping we do it again, because I think we did. It was Rag to Riches, yep. That was the one. And then we did collab again. I'm trying to remember what. Oh, yes! We did on the Butterfly Effect. That was such a nice song.
Yes, I remember that. And then Love Yourself. I remember that with all of us.
Oh, yeah. I love Yourself. That song was nice. That was such a nice song. I'm hopefully we will collab again, because Bad Message has been blowing up, and I do need to write again, because I've been asking feedback constantly.
Well, I'm sure you'll get back into it soon. I wouldn't mind collaborating with you in the future.
Sick. And actually, I think everybody's curious to know as well. Do you have anything new coming? What can we look forward to from you? Because I know everybody's asking.
Well, I am planning sometime this year to release a recorded album. I don't know the exact date as yet, but I am working on it, and I hope to release it probably by the end of the year.
Amazing. And since you're going into recording, what would your style of, you know, your music be when you record?
That's a good question. So, I know there are different genres of rap. And I know most people, they tend to take inspiration from the greatest. Like, the legends, you know?
And are you thinking about going into, like, any specific genres, or are you just go, like, a general kind of feel?
Well, I was looking into contemporary rap.
Oh, contemporary rap. Okay, that's a very unique one. I don't hear a lot of that, so you should definitely get into that.
I feel like it could, you know, bring a sense of revitalization. A little chip.
Well, hopefully you do, because you don't get a lot of that. You don't get a lot of that going. You don't get a lot out of,
yeah.
You don't get a lot of that genre, so definitely get into that. I'm sure everybody will want to listen to it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because I try to keep uniqueness. Like, I don't want to be too cliche.
Exactly. Or else no one would like you.
Yeah, because, you know, what do I have to offer to the table compared to every other rapper?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you should be, you know, unique. And so nobody would have to, you know, have to compare you to someone else. Could just be one person.
Indeed, you know, and I think that's what happens to a lot of the rappers nowadays, and how they do not reach mainstream, because they're just like every other rapper, and they stay there for years and years, until they eventually quit.
Oh yeah, absolutely, when they fall out of interest, you know, I totally get it. I've seen musicians like that, I've met musicians like that, you know, go on, they're great, and they quit because of, you know, falling out of interest or a lack, and their career is basically a flop.
Yeah.
And most, to be honest, some of them are, you know, flops, let's just be honest.
Well, of course, you know, not everything is going to go well for you, so sometimes you have to take a new direction, and even if it's not a direction that you may want to do at that time, you never know, because down that path, you may find a sub-path that you can go down, and you may actually enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And I wish they would keep going so they can really enjoy it, because when they quit, it's like we're losing another one.
Yes. There was a time where I did want to quit myself, but, you know, now that I don't want to quit, I realized that in general, right, there's always your ups and your downs, and sometimes you can have those really bad downs, and you just want to stop completely, and you just want to give up and never turn back, but then you realize when that up comes, you just want to keep going and don't stop, and, you know.
Absolutely. I've been in that stage multiple times, and it sucks. It sucks a lot.
It does, because you lose all inspiration to write, and you just don't know what to do, and you just have this emotion to say, give up. And then you don't realize that if you just kept out a little bit longer, it could have changed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's like a lot of their main problems, you know, is that they don't really stay to commit. And, you know, when things do, like, when things do happen, and when that does happen, they fall out of interest and they lose their career. Because usually the most typical thing that happens is that once they're out of music, they don't. It's hard for them to come back.
Yes. And that's why when I took a break from Rabat, I was actually slightly worried that, you know, when I came back, nothing would be good. You know, my writing would be bad. I was worried because I didn't know what was going to happen or, you know, how it was going to be.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I've been in that before. I'm not gonna lie. I thought I could lie, but I could not. I've been. Thankfully, though, the people that do stay, they make pretty good music, and thank God they exist now.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know how it would be if what about them? You know, it could have been boring.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mindset, wow. You were smarter than I thought.
So, I have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Is there anyone on Rapa that you'd be willing to collaborate with? You haven't collaborated with before?
You mean on writing or the show?
Writing.
Oh my god, a lot of them. Atera's Dope Doc, Maverick, I'm trying to think off the top of my head who next Apollo when he gets back into the writing phase. Let's see. Ish Talker's a pretty good one, I might ask him. Those are the ones so far that I do want to collaborate with. Of course, you know, there's other ones, but I cannot get them through my head at this very moment, so yeah.
Well, I know with me, like, in about, before I took my break, I always had this goal of, you know, collaborating with newer artists to rap at, because I know sometimes just collaborating with someone who happens to be better than you, or have more experience, you know, what tends to happen is you may at first copy their style, but then you grow into your own style, and now you have that experience, and who knows, you may even have made out a friend out of them to ask for help.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And actually, I'm going to bounce the question back to you. What are your dream collabs for Rap Head? I want to see what list you generate.
Well, when I think about it, writing-wise, a lot of the people who I wanted to collaborate with, I have collaborated with before, and... But because I have to make a list, I would say GK Drill. I would love
to collab. Wait, did we collab? No. Wait, yes, we did. Never mind.
We did.
Did I include him? But we did collaborate. I was trying to remember, like, did we collab? But we did.
And I would want to do that again. I even featured on one of his songs, and I think my verse was pretty bad, but I wouldn't mind collaborating.
Say bad, let's just say a work in progress. Let's say a work in progress.
But I wouldn't mind collaborating with Dr. Nova.
Oh, that guy is really good.
He's unique, and despite, you know, what they say about him, my opinion on him is, you know, he's just like all of us, trying to make it and be unique. And with his AI style of writing, it's unique, and it's not something you would see every day. And so I don't think you should bash anyone for what they like to do, because no one bashes you for what you would like to do.
Yes, absolutely. I feel bad for the guy. He has to deal with so much nonsense, and, you know, I feel bad for him.
Yes, and, you know, inside some aspects, I think because of what he has to deal with, he ends up saying irrational things that he didn't think about, and then they end up making him look bad.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, and they make him look like a monster, but he's really not.
Yeah.
And it sucks, though.
Of course, I hope that he, you know, he keeps doing until he is satisfied with it. It can take him places. He has talent in that sense, and he'll get there one day.
Oh, yes. Absolutely, I totally agree. And hopefully he does. I don't want to, you know, see him lonely and, you know, no career. Like we've talked and he's a great person, so I definitely want to see him soar more.
Yeah, he has a lot of potential.
Oh, yes, definitely. Absolutely. And
so,
were you gonna say something?
Oh, yes. And to continue off that list, other than those two that I listed, I wouldn't mind collaborating with Violet again.
Oh, nice one.
I think that they are talented and have a lot of potential, and is a really good writer, and, you know, if they ever asked me, I'd say yes any day.
Oh, sweet. Ooh, is there any more, or you got your desire already?
There isn't any more, because, you know, again, most people who I would have listed, I already collaborated with them.
Oh, true. Definitely true. That was pretty good so far. Hopefully those collabs will happen.
I'm sure they will eventually, you know. I guess everyone has their own scheduled time, so sometimes they conflict.
Oh, don't I know it. And actually, I've wanted to ask you, I just never got around. This has been outside of interviews. When are you going back to writing I Need More Songs? And potentially a written album. When is that coming?
I don't know when I'll like fully come back. I know, you know, less than 7 days ago I've already put out Staying Up. But you know, I don't think I'm gonna stay consistent for now. But I will definitely hopefully be fully back by at least the ending of March, because May 5th is when I would have had my 1 year anniversary. And so, of course, I would have to do something special on that day. And I have already thought about it, and I'm saying, you know, a written album would be my best interest.
Ooh. God. Yay! I'm so excited. I do need more, because I am releasing one myself, but I didn't want you to follow in and get yours out.
Yes, definitely. You know, and I think about it, King came out now 7 months ago, and I had a lot of features on that album, but for this album, I want to keep it toned down, maybe just 2 features at the most, and, you know, just kind of write solo and work on my style and my pen and get better.
So this album will be about improvement.
Yes.
Cool. And have you been working on this album, or is this like an idea for now?
It's an idea for now. I am already, well, I'll give you this. Yeah, Little Chip is going to be on that album, because it's going to be a more personalized album while also, you know, improvement. Self-improvement, so it's gonna be a personalized album, and Dear Little Chip was a personal song, so.
Great. And you're already working on songs? Can you give a little teaser what kind of songs would be on your album?
Well, it'll, like, feature, you know, although I know some people would disagree and say that they don't like this type of style of writing, it's going to be more like, not necessarily pity, but about, you know, depression and heartbreak and sadness and everything around that. Because I think, you know, in life we all go through things, so not everything is going to be about party and money and drugs and having fun. Sometimes you have to tone it down. And with toning it down, you're going to realize that things do happen. And I think sometimes, even if you're not necessarily listening to it, but just reading out some lines about that, you can relate and it makes you feel better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And now, since it's coming to me, it makes sense now. It's starting to now come together in my head. And also, is your name, and I'm not going off this because I'm very curious, because your Discord name is called Ali Atco, and I'm just wondering if that's your new name development, or is that like a joke name you put?
Oh, it's just a joke name. So is the profile photo, you know, all just jokes. But it would have been funny.
Dude, you scared me.
I know a lot of people tend to change their name frequently, but I don't have any plans on doing that, because, you know, I just feel like Little Chip is such a... Can I call it unique? I would say a unique name.
Absolutely. It's one of a kind, no one else has it. I love it.
Yes. I have a question for you regarding Rockbot again.
Yeah, go for it.
So, have you gotten in any issues with anyone, like, you know?
Have I got issues with people? Yes, multiple times. Throughout my time here on Rockbot, I've gotten a lot of issues. I got into fights with people, accusations, rude remarks, the whole works that has happened to me.
Well, you know, when it comes to that, you know, I wouldn't take it too seriously because...
Right.
I wouldn't say I can relate because outside of music, I haven't gotten into any issues with anyone. I do have people who I wouldn't collaborate with and who I truly dislike. But it isn't anything personal. It's more of, you know, like their skill.
I mean, how could you relate? You're a new person. I've been on Rockbot for over 2 years of my, you know, time being there. So I definitely seen more than you did. So there's no way you could relate unless you have gone through crazy shit, like, right?
Yeah, I mean, me, I'm not really a problematic person. I only would really come on the forums if I have something to post about. You know, something important about me. Other than that, I may comment on a few. Give my opinion or maybe just pump some things. But other than that, you know, I kind of stay to myself. I do send out quite a few mass messages. But again, those are just advertisements. Whether it be me or for someone else. Or if I have a new written coming out. And so I do try to keep quiet because I know that when you branch out too much, people tend to target you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And wow, props to you for such great advice. I appreciate you.
Boss, no problem. You know, all of us are just living to learn, and you know, as you get older, you do tend to learn more things. So I think it's important to give advice to people because it doesn't matter the circumstances, we all fall down sometimes and we all need help sometimes, and just giving advice to someone can make their day.
Absolutely. I wish people would do that more, like, you know, more often and more, and you know, more advice.
Yes, and you know, you don't have to get aggressive to give advice. You don't have to be rude or insulting to give advice. You can say it very calmly and, you know, just be humble.
Yes, preach on. Yes. And I wish you would perform tonight. I wish you would, but I know that you have your space and, you know, have your privacy, so I will not ask you. But I didn't want to thank you a lot. This has been so much fun getting to meet you. Well, I've already met you, but getting to do this again. And, you know, I'm so proud of everything going on with you. You know, keep going with your music. Keep going. And also, thank you for dropping that question for me when I was interviewing Polo Boyas. Thank you.
Of course, no problem. I think that's actually a good way to do your interviews, to ask the people who are going to watch it, you know, what they'd want to hear about. And it's a good way.
Oh, good idea. I will look into it. Thank you again for being here. I appreciate you a lot. Just thank you so much. Is there any last words for the fans?
Well, I did enjoy being here. I definitely wouldn't mind coming back as long as I have time. I will say I do have two writtens coming out probably between now and March, and they are with collaborators, and one of them happens to be one that I listed earlier of who I would collaborate with, and another is someone who I have not collaborated with as yet, and I am excited for that, and I believe, you know, a lot is gonna come, and see, it's gonna be a great year. Not only for me, but I think for everyone in general, as COVID dies down and, you know, you can resume your normal activities.
Yes, absolutely. And we're all super excited. Again, thank you so much. Thank you and props to you for the show and your wins and your upcoming recording music. Props, and I'm so happy for you. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You know, you're such a good friend.
Aw, you too. You're such an awesome friend. And now make sure to check out Lil Chip. He's incredible. Links down below. Make sure if you're interested to check out, to be on the show. His show's pretty good. I've been on it, and he's a pretty cool guy. So don't be losing to not be on the show if you're looking for more exposure. I'm looking forward to more stuff from him. Get excited. I will see you all on the next time. And yeah, thank you all again for tuning in. And I'll see you guys on the other side. And today was also kind of weird for me because I've not done an interview in a while. So if it did seem weird, that's why. I will catch you all next time. Love you. Peace out.